This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. With the United States recording its highest daily COVID caseload in 6 months, a top public health official warned Sunday the country is, quote, failing in its battle to keep the coronavirus in check. A surge of the highly transmissible Delta variant is adding to trouble for the United States, which already has the highest reported death toll worldwide from COVID-19 at more than 616,000. Total daily new cases have soared to 118,000, their highest level since February. Deaths are up 89% over the past 2 weeks, even while slightly declining around the world. And children's hospitals in U.S. states like Florida are being overwhelmed as young people are increasingly affected. Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health, said on ABC, quote, "We should not really have ever got to the place we are." Another top health official, infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci, said final full approval of key vaccines from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration could come as early as this month, something skeptics have said they need to hear before taking the plunge. Fauci told NBC on Sunday he hopes it's within the month of August. The coronavirus vaccines have been approved for now on an emergency use basis to counter the pandemic. Thousands of people have fled their homes on the Greek island of Evia as wildfires burned uncontrolled for a 6 day Sunday, and ferries were on standby for more evacuations after taking many to safety by sea. The blaze on Greece's second biggest island quickly is burgeoning into several fronts, ripping through thousands of acres of forest across its northern part and forcing the evacuation of dozens of villages. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in Chad said on Sunday, fighting between farmers and herders has left 22 dead in central Chad. The conflict was sparked by a land dispute between the two communities, with one side wanting to move in and the other wanting to stop them, according to a local governor. Another 18 people were wounded, she said. A government spokesman said troops were deployed to, quote, maintain order. Tensions between indigenous settlers, farmers, and nomadic Arab herders in the arid Sahel has simmered for years, occasionally erupted into deadly clashes. Protesters threw stones, bricks, and other objects at a police station Sunday in a western Polish town in anger over the recent death of a man in custody. Polish media reports that about 200 people gathered in front of a police headquarters. At one point, about 30 people stormed the building and police used tear gas on them, according to news broadcaster TVN24. In response, the demonstrators started throwing bottles and other objects at police officers and the building, breaking windows. Demonstrators also set fire to a garbage can, which was extinguished by firefighters. Police said several officers were injured and several dozen demonstrators were detained. The protests were triggered by video that emerged of three police officers who used physical force on a man who later died. According to media reports, officers were called to an aggressive and agitated man Thursday. Police said they believed the man had taken drugs. A video of the intervention has been released online showing three officers who overpower and press the man to his death. Prosecutors in Poland have opened an investigation. Mozambican forces, backed by Rwandan troops on Sunday, said they drove out jihadists occupying a key port town in the gas-rich north of the country. Mozambique's defense ministry confirmed an earlier tweet by Rwanda's army that the joint force had wrested control of the town on Sunday morning. He says they now control government buildings, both the port and airport, a hospital, and other key installations. The port town, from where the first Islamic attacks were staged in October 2017, has since last year become the de facto headquarters of the Islamic State-linked extremists, locally referred to as Al-Shabaab. Mozambican forces have been struggling to regain control over its northern province, home to one of Africa's biggest natural gas projects, a $20 billion site operated by French energy giant Total. Rwanda sent 1,000 troops last month to shore up the Mozambican military. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.